Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pod Diva.
This is Pod Diva. If you're an LGBTQIA plus woman or non-binary person, this is your weekly podcast. I'm Rachel Shelley. Sherelle is no ordinary DJ. Sherelle is the founder of Beautiful, a record label that empowers and uplifts black queer people through electronic music. But Beautiful is no ordinary record label either. It's also an academy for queer and POC individuals making their way in the music industry, fighting back against black erasure in the electronic music world. And this is no ordinary month. It's Black History Month. So take a listen to Sherelle in conversation with Diva's Ellie, and then go out and grab yourself a copy of this month's Diva magazine and celebrate Black History Month with Diva.
Pod Diva.
How did you get into music?
I think inspiration-wise for me was the fact that I couldn't actually make it at the time. Well, I'm not like musically trained or anything like that, and I did want to take like lessons. I went to do like drumming lessons. I posed the idea to my mum and she declined, politely declined. I was quite obsessed with music anyway. I think the closest thing that I could do to it was basically like DJing. So I started DJing from, I would say, like 15, but I was using like software called like Virtual DJ and like learning there and like creating a playlist and all this kind of stuff. But then properly DJing using actual industry equipment was when I was back in like 2014, I would say. It didn't take me too much to get into it. I just really enjoyed playing music out basically for friends.
And you've spoken about how you grew up, you didn't really have much money, but the music kept you going. How did it support you emotionally as a creative outlet?
It supported me quite a bit. Well, if I wasn't able to do certain things, like take, for instance, drumming lessons, or like I might not be able to get certain things, the music was a way of me being able to kind of forget all of that. I don't know. Yeah, it just took a lot of worries and stress away from me, actually. And like allowed me to almost like imagine what it would be like if I had more disposable income within my family and stuff. It kind of distracted me in a sense, you know. And I think the music I was choosing to play and listen to as well was like always like very upbeat, very, very joyful. I guess you're just happy to just constantly listen over and over again to a Destiny's Child album on a Walkman, do you know what I mean? And just like have fun that way. And I would just probably come up with like music videos in my head and stuff. Music was a form of distraction, but a really good one to like shy away from obviously what was essentially like going around. My sister would chip in to like support my mum and myself. Yeah, I was very, very grateful for both of them working out the ways to do that basically.
And you've also kind of spoken about how sparse music organisations are and how people are kind of paying more for everything. And so could you just tell me a little bit about how this ethos like manifests in your work and what it means to you?
Basically, I was trained through like a radio scheme via Represent Radio, which is based in like South London. They did like training courses to basically allow you to understand and learn the very basics of like radio and what it means to like get into. I did training courses there, and that was like super, super good for me to be able to learn the very basics of radio. I also gained a lot of confidence because of the fact that I was able to even DJ there as well. Someone taught me how to DJ with the equipment they had already available there. Represent has been going for quite a few years. It must be like 20 plus years old, I think. Things like Represent, where it's community-based and it's very for a very specific age group, 16 to 24, that there's not really many of those schemes. I mean, you know, that's in London. If you go outside into the UK and then ask and see where those schemes are, it's even worse. I know for a fact, and I've seen for a fact, like my station represent go through a lot of changes and having to change their model of like making money because of the fact that they lost a lot of funding from the government and the government took away a lot of those funds. There even was a point where Represent was going to close down at one point and they had to do a crowdfund to keep them open. Yeah, I think the government that we've got in at the moment, like the Conservatives are very that of making money. If there are things that are not making money, then they're just going to get rid of it. And they're not big on giving out money either, unless it is obviously to people who build flats that no one can live in or various other schemes in which people like themselves can make money from. And I think their mentality is very much like, oh, well, anyone can do it. Like anyone can make money, anyone can get rich kind of vibes. Do you know what I mean? But it's not always the case. And I think if people do not have like a very basic structure of support and the ability to actually move around on a monetary basis, then of course they're not going to be able to get to the same levels as what the government have. Also as well, a lot of people within the government have been generationally rich for God knows how long, since the dawn of time. A lot of that dating back to like slavery days and all this kind of stuff. I have a great distaste for the Tories anyway. I have a distaste for the fact that they have no compassion for anyone who they view less than, really. Especially when it comes to like on a disability flex. And I've spoken about this before with regards to like my mum and stuff. They treat people in this country very badly. Anyone on benefits, especially when it comes to people with disabilities and like that kind of stuff. I'm not into them, basically. I feel like, given the career that I've got, I will always make time to try and do something that kind of counters against all of that kind of bullshit that they basically put people through on a regular basis, basically.
Kind of been described as leading a generation of jungle, sort of drum and bass, footwork and juke and that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to understand a bit about how you kind of carved your sound.
Footwork is the longest actually out of the two. I've been doing that since 2014, 15. So I used to play very different music to that. I used to play like quite slow stuff, actually really chill. I don't know, I just had a bit of an epiphany. I was at a job that I didn't really like and didn't realise that at the time. And it was an internship. I didn't realise I was basically going to be made redundant in the next 2 weeks or so. But I like came across like a boiler room of a footwork pioneer called DJ Rashad and like fell in love with the music straight away. Luckily, I did find that music because it actually allowed me to even process my emotions around that time. Because obviously, I was really happy to have the internship, but I didn't have savings. So when they got rid of me, I only had like, at that time, like maybe £400 to my name and stuff. But then I had to pay rent. So it was a case of, again, music coming in and basically not allowing me to lose my mind a little bit. It's really nice to be able to represent that kind of music, especially because it's, yeah, transatlantic in one sense. The footwork and juke side are like from America and predominantly from like Chicago. And then obviously the jungle bits are obviously from the UK. So it's like really lovely mixing the three sounds together even. And obviously they're all within the same BPM. So you just get this really crazy mix of like music and sounds and sonics and stuff. I don't know, my sets can never really be the same because there's so much different music to go through constantly. It's been super nice to see how that's been really well received amongst people who have obviously been fans for a long time versus people who have really come across the music through myself or like other contemporaries of mine. Yeah, it's really nice. I hope the music only maybe gets even faster because I feel like, you know, people are able to actually express themselves further. You know, you go to a festival now and it's a little bit more diverse with regards to the range of BPMs that you're able to see, the range of music you're able to see. Yeah, I hope it also inspires people within their sets as well to not just reach the barrier of the highest point of like 130 BPM or 145 BPM. You can kind of do anything you want in a set, obviously. And I hope that myself and contemporaries kind of influence people to think about that more.
You created Beautiful in 2021, obviously, as a kind of response to the whitewashing of electronic music. Pod Diva.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
So could you just tell me a little bit about it and how it's reclaiming its space?
In 2020, I was basically on Twitter getting into fights because obviously this is during like the BLM bits and people were just saying some of the wildest shit basically. And I was just like, I can't keep arguing with people about black music. I wonder if there's anything I can do to counteract against that basically. And then that's basically how Beautiful was born, because I was just sick and tired of like the constant erasure side of things when it came to Beautiful. I was sick and tired of when being on Twitter and people being like, oh, we shouldn't be giving promoters this, or we shouldn't be working with promoters who blah, blah. In my head, I was like, yeah, we shouldn't actually. And also we should have our own spaces and we should be working with people who actually kind of get us. Originally, Beautiful, actually, I would have said was more black electronic based. And then it dawned on me that there is a lot of queer people within the scene, and that's like with all race, go through a lot of shit and they don't necessarily have the money to function and are not as lucky as other people when it comes to actually being supported within the scene. So Beautiful basically is there to provide resources for black and queer musicians. It's there to educate in the same way of understanding our place within the scene and like everything that we've done within dance music and how special we are within dance music, especially. The eventuality of being a part of having Beautiful even is to have a space. So I really want to work towards, which is going to take years, by the way, I want to work towards having like a club space in which runs black and queer nights. And at least I know that, that there's something that can be done and that's safe, that is cultivating our scenes. Because I think the lack of black owners or the lack of queer owners within clubs from marginalised backgrounds, I should really say, are far and few between. And I only know one guy at the moment in London who owns an amazing club space called Colour Factory, and he's just opened another one now in Deptford with another DJ called Bradley Zero. And that's inspiring to me. So I hope in the future to be able to own and get spaces like him in order to just help the scene and protect it. I think a lot of people kind of take the piss with regards to getting all these amazing black and queer talents to come down and do stuff for them, pay them very little. They get all the kind of good things from it. Like, oh, we put on these amazing nights and da da da, when actually it's the group that has put on the amazing night. I just think people deserve a lot more, basically, I think, when it comes down to our scene and the club space that we're provided, basically.
So you also recently launched the Academy, sort of with the free music workshops, which is amazing.
Yeah, sure thing. I was really inspired by like Red Bull Music Academy. I always have been. There's amazing lectures that they've got available on like their website and stuff, and on YouTube. I basically just wanted to do something similar to that and allow for people to come in and get taught lessons. We've got like a lecture format. We've got people like Pink Panthers, Miramata, Little Silva, LCY, who are coming in to teach people various different things within the the music scene, the academy approach is that I do want to build a group of people where they like stay in touch, mm-hmm. and they almost like graduate with each other also from the scheme. With regards to like how we're doing like the picking of it all, is like we're looking for just different kinds of people within the music scene. Mm-hmm. You could obviously be a musician, but you could also be an agent or a manager, be just a general creative within the scene that just wants to learn more and stuff. And it's just building a diverse group of people that once we give them all the tools and these four lessons, hopefully they'll be able to utilize all of that kind of information and actually implement it for their own like careers and stuff. And we want to make sure we keep in contact with them so we can obviously put them in contact with people that could really help them with their career. And I really want to build the beautiful community outwards, have like a group of people that can solidly be within like the ecosystem, because I want people realistically to be helping each other out or come across each other's work and be like, oh my god, I was on Beautiful too, and you know, hopefully some collaborations can be made there. So yeah, that's the whole point of the academy. I just think it's super nice for people to learn together and for it to be like a really small group of people that have this really cool experience with each other, basically.
Amazing. It's also going to be sort of focusing on the history as well as the craft. So what does it mean to you to lay the groundwork through the history?
When it comes down to just being a queer person, a lot of our stuff is like erased, or mm. we're made to feel like we don't really have like a history, or we're not made to feel like we belong. But then it's like knowing a lot of the queer history, especially going all the way, dating all the way back to like, you know, like Greek times and all this kind of stuff and whatever, it's like really interesting to see from that perspective. There's been queers for the dawn of time, if thus meaning, you know, it's not like a weird thing or a fad, or we're not like, I don't know, we're not like the devil's work or whatever. But going back to the music side of things, it's really important, I think, for people to see that they have always been there. And I think at the moment, the electronic music scene has been very whitewashed in the sense of it's very cishet men. That I've kind of like taken over. And we can blame that obviously on like dance magazines being quite laddie and pushing their favourites who basically look like their best friends. I think I really want to make sure that people know that their place, and their place has always been there. And I hope that that would give them the confidence to always be a part of the scene and just kind of be confident to do what they're doing and know that that's always been just the way. I think there's been so much amazing stories with like people like Larry Levan, you know, Frankie Knuckles, all of these amazing people. And they need to be told more. But they're the only people that people kind of really reference to. There's actually so many other people within that scene that were there. And like knowing that rich amount of history will just only benefit people's music further or their discipline further, basically. It was quite hard for me to relearn the dance music side of things and the way I came into it. But I'm really happy now that I know a lot more than I did before. I just wish I knew it then. Mm. But I do feel like I could have excelled further with being able to take like risks within music and stuff and not feel so bound by the boxes that exist for black artists or the boxes that exist for queer artists. Do you know what I mean? You can be queer and play jungle and drum and bass, basically, which we've seen with like unorthodox events and stuff. You know, you can be black and make amazing ambient or IDM music, which we've seen with the likes of like my good friend Lorraine James and stuff. And there's like so many different paths that people can take. So yeah, I hope that that's what the lessons will do. That's what Beautiful will do, basically. And education is really key, I think, for people's confidence, essentially.
Amazing. I'll let you get off to the Beautiful studio now, but thank you so much for your time.
Have a lovely day.
Pod Diva. Thank you for listening to Pod Diva, queers for your ears, in association with Diva magazine, the world's leading brand for LGBTQIA+ women and non-binary people. Please listen and subscribe on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva Magazine. You can email us at editorial@divamag.co.uk. Share the love by leaving us a review. Pod Diva, queers for your ears.
Pod Diva.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.